federal lawsuit says Georgia is discriminating against Puerto Ricans who apply for driver's licenses by treating them differently from other U.S. citizens. And the allegations say that they're forcing them to take tests, that they're seizing their documents, that they're quizzing them on details about their island. And it's drawing comparisons to the days of Jim Crow. We have some sound from an attorney for the Southern Center on Civil Rights, Jerry Weber, and he talks about the specifics.
We learned that Puerto Rican residents who were now living in Georgia and seeking to transfer their driver's licenses to Georgia were subject to a different set of hoops and hurdles in order to have their driver's license transferred than persons from any other state, Ohio or Illinois or wherever. They were required to have a test where they understood certain aspects of Puerto Rico, including what a native frog was of Puerto Rico. And there were delays and denials of their request for a driver's license. And their documents, their birth certificate, et cetera, weren't even given back to them. And so we filed this lawsuit to fix this practice because Puerto Rican citizens should be treated like anyone else in the United States.
Yeah. Tamar, you actually have some breaking news on this.
Yeah, my colleague Dave Wickert is reporting that the governor of Puerto Rico has just asked Brian Kemp to end what, quote, the disturbing irregularities, unquote, cited in the lawsuit. And so far, we have yet to hear from the governor's office. So breaking news is the last 20 minutes.
Okay. We love that. We love that. Amy, your background is constitutional law. Tell us a little bit. How are citizens of Puerto Rico supposed to be treated as U.S. citizens? What's the difference? Is there a difference?
They are U.S. citizens. And so for purposes of anything that is happening, Full Faith and Credit Act or Full Faith and Credit provision of the Constitution stipulates that how citizens of one state are treated, that state is supposed to treat all other citizens of any of the other states the same way. So it doesn't matter if you're from Alabama, there's not different laws that apply to you when you go to Georgia and vice versa. And so that applies to anyone who is a U.S. citizen. It doesn't matter if you're a resident of a state, and it doesn't matter if you're a resident of one of the territories, which, of course, Puerto Rico is under our territorial jurisdiction as opposed to being another state. D.C. also, right? D.C. residents sort of fall in this similar sort of limbo land. They're citizens of the United States. They're not citizens of a separate state. But again, if you're a resident of D.C., you're supposed to be treated the same when you come to Georgia, if you go to California, et cetera. And what it appears is that there is a directive that was put out by DDS, the Department of Driving Services, that treats Puerto Rican citizens or former residents of Puerto Rico and their documents differently than those that are coming out of the other states. And what's somewhat important about this is that there had been an act that was passed in 2015 called the Real ID Act, which changed and stipulated how it was that documents were to be provided, what documents would be accepted, and it was put out across all of the United States. And so somewhat of what we're seeing here is that this directive seems to somewhat sort of override the Real ID Act and suggests that even if documents are being given to Georgia from Puerto Rico that are in compliance with the Real ID Act, that they're still not accepting them for purposes of the driver's license, and they're giving them additional scrutiny. The other part that comes up in this lawsuit that is a really sort of an interesting question is that the Real ID Act also applies to state-issued IDs, which are not driver's licenses, and the plaintiff in this case was not able to get a driver's license, but was able, using the same documents, to be able to get the state-issued identification. And so there again becomes sort of this question of why was it that the documents were accepted under one part and not another? And also, why is it that the Puerto Rican documents are being flagged in a way that other ones aren't? Because this plaintiff was not only that they took them and didn't give them back, but they also accused him of fraud. And part of what they're asking for is what about them is fraudulent, because they haven't also explained what about them is causing concern on that level.
That's right. He was arrested. His name is Cabin I think it's pronounced Kevin Gonzalez. He applied for the license in Hinesville in October of 2017. He received a text, which I thought was interesting, from the department asking him to come in to the Savannah office for an interview. And when he arrived, he was arrested on allegations that he provided these false documents. And then they put him in jail, and he has not been able to get a license to this point. And I'm curious, Karen, what your thoughts on the fact that our state is treating Puerto Ricans differently from others from out of state coming in to get driver's licenses.
I think when I first read the report, I was a little shocked that here in Georgia that there are government officials that are reading this directive that are saying there is some distinction for Puerto Ricans when they are a part of the U.S. I was going to ask Amy quickly, if I can, do you know in the directive if there is something related to our other territories, or was this a specific directive toward Puerto Ricans? Because I was just thinking, like, could this have possibly been someone who showed up from Guam and they would have been questioned further? Does it say?
Unfortunately, the lawsuit doesn't mention it applying to any of the other territorial provisions. What it does note are the fact that this directive in some of the places does specifically note Puerto Rico. So it's not that it says sort of territorial license holders, but for example, it says that, quote, Puerto Rico license holders must present all required documents and must pass knowledge and road exams before they're able to get a Georgia license, which is in fact not true of someone who has moved from another state. So if you move here from California and you have a valid California driver's license, they don't make you retake the various exams. And the other ones, again, all seem to be stipulating only towards that. Unfortunately, in the link that I was able to find to the lawsuit, it didn't have the appendix, and so I'm not able to read the directive, and I can't find it online otherwise, but maybe someone else knows.
I am surprised that this is very much towards Puerto Ricans, and there's not some other discussion, because if you moved here from Florida or if you moved here from another state, you are recognized, and you do not have to take the additional examination. So it does just really surprise me.
Well, it's certainly putting a spotlight on Georgia. And from what we heard from Tamar, we're going to maybe have to hear from the governor on this issue.
So we just got the full statement from the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello. And here's part of it. Quote, "This is absurd. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens and cannot be treated unequally in any U.S. jurisdiction. The government of Puerto Rico takes these allegations very seriously. And if true, I ask Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to address the disturbing irregularities immediately. The U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico cannot be subject to illogical and illegal requirements when procuring government services."
I expect that we may not hear until after the holiday from the governor, but he's going to have to answer that. And I don't know what the population of Puerto Ricans are in Georgia, but there are some states like, as you know, New York, where there are huge Puerto Rican populations. So I think we're going to hear more about this.